9 Houston. I guess canister change, just a reminder there.
Houston?
Houston, go.
Roger, the CDR has a perimeter reading of 3115.
Roger, copy.
The LMP is 8016.
Roger, copy, 8016.
Houston, did you get the third one, 6116?
9 Houston, say again.
Roger, CMP is 6116.
Roger, 6116. Apollo 9 Houston, request attitude set switch to GDC and give us a mark.
Roger, attitude set switch going to GDC on my mark. 3, 2, 1, mark.
Roger, thank you.
What are you guys doing with that switch?
Okay, we've got a TM readout on an IMU pitch resolver that showed a little bit of change, and it's strictly a TM thing that goes into our computer here, and it's a function of where your switches are.
Oh, okay.
Nothing in the spacecraft at all.
Alrighty, thank you.
And Claire's sitting up here in the back, and she says, on the basis of your rendition of Happy Birthday, the Bay Area Chorus would like to extend an invitation to the crew to audition for a trio in a spring concert.
Oh, boy.
That's what I said, too.
I wonder what kind of food they serve. Hey, you should get through the computer.
Affirmative, computer is yours.
Okay.
And just verify that you got the word no battery charging tonight.
Verify no battery charging tonight.
Roger, thank you. Houston, we noticed you had a couple of master alarms last night during your wastewater dump, and we're trying to confirm that these were due to a high O2 flow. Can you confirm that?
Roger, that's correct.
Roger, thank you.
We got so many master alarms in here, it looks like the simulator.
Oh, great.
Houston, you still with us?
Houston, Roger, go.
Okay, service module, A, B, C, D, 5355, 49er, 53, Bat C, and Pyro A, B, 369er, 371, 371.
Roger, copy, thank you. All right, just about LLS. Have a good night.
Okay, we can give you some more stuff here.
Go.
Okay, 6 Charlie is 5.0. All the rest are off scale high on the injector temp.
Roger, and confirm Omni Bravo if possible.
Roger, Omni Bravo. Hey, Houston, this is Paul and I. We're going to be up to Ross. If you want us, give us a holler.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
At 174 hours, 34 minutes ground elapsed time, we've evidently run through all of the tape that we picked up while the press conference was underway. And the Claire that was referred to in the conversation, the recent conversation between the ground and the crew, was Mrs. Schweikert, who was here a little while ago with her children, observing the flight from the viewing room. The spacecraft presently is approaching the west coast of South America. On this, near the end of the 110th rev, at 174 hours, 35 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 175 hours, 3 minutes, ground elapsed time. We have had acquisition at the Tananarive station, and we'll stand by to monitor any air-to-ground that will transmit transpire? Ziegelschmidt reported that he had received some biomedical information from the commander and from the lunar module pilot. And the data that was transmitted down indicates, according to the surgeon, that those two astronauts are resting, but not sleeping at the present time. After SPS burn number 7, the spacecraft apogee was changed to 250 nautical miles, and its perigee, or low point, was 97.7 nautical miles. Takes about 90 minutes to make one rev around Earth, and at the present time the spacecraft weight is 25,078. We have a little conversation about to transpire between the two. Let's monitor. Why don't you go ahead and remind him to
take a few pictures for the folks down on the ground.
Roger, Jim. Hey, did you guys put inverter 3 on main A? You're part of the power down?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Okay, we just wanted to remind you of it.
Okay, we're going to do it now, Al, so we don't forget it here.
Okay, Rusty.
Yeah, we're just talking about, we have to turn the tank to hydrogen fan on and turn that inverter on yet.
All right.
Hydrogen, looks like.
Roger, understand. I guess you're going to purge a little more, too, huh?
Yeah, the pressure's way up today. It still reads about 212, 222, or 224.
I understand that's because we were real good to you and let you sleep an extra 3 hours this morning.
Yeah, you guys are so good, I can't believe it.
Well, we're thinking only of you.
I know it. We're thinking only of you.
I'll start calling you Sweet Lips.
Thanks. You would call him Sweet Lips if you could see him. Hey, Al, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Call my kids and tell them I'm really growing a fancy beard for them.
Okay, I'll do that.
Tell them I still can't bring it home for them because I have to shave it off when we get on board the ship. But tell them I'm going to have some pictures of it for them.
Okay, I understand. I understand that shaving it off, too. You're a real full-blown colonel up there. Gotta shave that beard off before you get on board, huh?
No, not before I get on board. After I get on board. I have enough beard to be proud of it. I don't have to shave mine off ahead of time.
But it's anything but fancy.
Don't want to mention any names, do you?
Yeah.
Hollow 9, Houston. Guess you're going over the hill. See you guys in the morning.
Okie dokie. Night-night.
Night-night.
What time's morning, Al?
Just a sec, let me check. Getting a little confused. Looks like it'd be 184 plus 20.
Okay, thank you.
At 176 hours ground elapsed time, the spacecraft has moved out of the range of the tracking ship Redstone. This is Apollo Control.
Now for a nice long pass, we'll have you until about 2-8 or so, and I've got an SO-65 update at your convenience.
ready to copy the SN65.
Roger, Power 9, stand by one. Okay, Apollo 9, Houston, SO-65, update. Inertial angles, 1-8-0-0, 2-9-6-1-0-0, 1-9-0-3-7-4-4, 1-9-0-3-0. 0-0. Orb rate. The first one is Austin. 1-9-0-4-2-4-4. 1-0-0-3. And the weather over Austin is broken clouds, but we want the pictures taken anyway. The next area is Charleston. 1-9-0. 4-7-1-0-0-8-0-3. Your orb rate ball, 180-327.5-0. Orb rate, 0.066. And your orb rate data, your VWXYZ, is the same as you used yesterday. I can repeat it if you wish, or if you have it copied, you can use that. Apollo 9, Houston, do you read? Hello, Apollo 9, how do you read Houston? Apollo 9, Houston, do I have you now?
I square now.
All right, Roger, evidently we didn't make it at the last site. Did you get my update?
The last word I got was Charleston.
Okay, Charleston is your second site. 1-9-0-4-7-1-0-0-8-0-3. Your orb rate angles, 180-327.50. Orb rate, 0.066.
Roger, do we have Victor
3-0? Roger, I have those. They are the same as yesterday. Would you like me to read them?
Negative, we have them.
Okay, and one other comment. As you come across on the U.S., we'd like to get some 70-millimeter photos northward across the U.S. out number 5 window.
Roger. Across backwards and upside down, though, Houston.
Roger, this was in connection with the SO-65 pass.
Alrighty.
But, you know, I don't really think that's a requirement. If you just take us some good old pictures looking northward there, that'll be all right.
Okay, we're taking some good old pictures looking northward.
This, as you'll notice on the map, this Rev 121, you get up there quite a ways. That's really the path we want them on.
Okay. Can you tell me what time I'm going to get over to Corpus Christi? On this pass?
You should be past it. You're not too far off the west coast of Florida.
Oh, yeah. I have to keep sandblast right now. I wanted to say hello to my friends down in Refugio, but looks like I missed them.
All right, why don't y'all think a little bit today how much in the flight plan tomorrow afternoon you'd like to get things squared away for the next day on reentry. We'll be getting up right on time the next 2 days, but we thought if you wanted maybe tomorrow afternoon you might want a few hours.
Yeah, we have some building around it. We would like to be in a pretty good park you for reentry when we get up on reentry morning.
Roger, and why don't you kick it around a little bit and just maybe give us an estimate in hours that you would like extra tomorrow afternoon, and we'll make allowance in the photo plan and so forth.
All righty. And Houston, we have enough time for the read back on the SO-65?
Oh, that's affirmative.
Okay, 1-800-29-610, all zip, 1-900-3744. 1-900-3000 orb rate 0.066 local vertical angles 183.27.5 and 0 Austin 1-900-4244-1003 weather broken but take them anyway Charleston 1-900-4710-0803
That is affirmative, and your data that you load, your VWXYZ, is the same as yesterday.
Okay.
Astronaut Ron Evans has relieved astronaut Stu Russa at the spacecraft communicators console.
Manor Eve at 4-2.
Hello there, young man.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'll tell you, it looks like I'm going to have to get a flight to get any sleep.
Oh, come on now, stop picking on us.
Okay, not really. Any excuse to get a flight, though.
All right.
This is Apollo Control at 189 hours, 28 minutes. Apollo 9 out of range at the Canaries. The next station to acquire will be Tananarive at 189 hours, 41 minutes. During this last pass over the United States, we updated the crew with some SO-65 photography experiment information, asking them for photographs of Austin and Charleston on the next revolution, which would be number 121. Ron Evans is the CAPCOM at the present time. We'll come back up at Tananarive. This is Mission Control, Houston. 7 minutes, and Carnarvon has acquired Apollo 9.
Apollo 9, Houston through Carnarvon. I have one Hasselblad target of opportunity.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 9.
Roger, your target will be Cape Blank, Oceanography, 191. Plus 00, plus 33, 5 frames, 25 second interval, and it's north 5 degrees. Over.
It's 1910030, Cape Blank Oceanography, 5 frames, 25 second intervals. 5 degrees north.
Roger. And Apollo 9 Houston, we've been noting that you've been averaging about 20 pounds of RCS per day for the SO-65 landmark and photo. Was one of you. You still have about 70 pounds above the SCS, RCS red line. And what we're saying is that you can just about double your average usage and still be in good shape if you want to do some particular tracking on something.
Okay, very good. We've actually been throwing in a little particular tracking now and then, too. I think the fuel usage that we've been having is probably all we need. Thank you.
Oh, very well.
Photo target is Cape Blanc, B-L-A-N-C. It's on the west coast of Africa, about 20 degrees north.